To support the new show, visit britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions. Thank you. Just like that, it is Friday, news listeners, and time for your Friday installment of the BTN News Show. It's the 19th of August, 2022. Here comes the highlights of the best technology news that's been going on, and we'll get you caught up on it now in less than 5 minutes. Well, we're getting more details about Windows 11. Of course, that new update coming next month. But we're getting a few little nifty bells and whistles before next month. That's because Microsoft is rolling out a taskbar notification system to Windows 11 this week. Heck, it might have hit yours already. Yes, these new Windows 11 widgets now trigger notifications right on your taskbar. Those notifications also include weather and, of course, stock alerts. Now, we all know the weather widget actually returned earlier this year to the taskbar. That has been kind of boring. But that's all changing as we speak. This is all part of the Windows Web Experience Pack, and will definitely make your weather widget a lot more lively. This including thunderstorm alerts, so you're probably going to see some lightning and that kind of stuff. And heck, if you're a stock trader, you're going to get notifications if it's going up, or holy crap, I should have sold it already. Now, of course, these features have been tested by those beta testers out there. And the funny thing is, not all of them were thrilled with it. In fact, a lot of beta testers are reporting it's quite distracting, especially if you have the taskbar centered. Yeah, remember that? That's kind of default on Windows 11. But they are doing their job for sure. They're catching your attention, whether you want it or not. Yes, you kind of heard that phrase correctly. There's not an easy way to actually shut them off. In fact, doing so might actually screw up other settings currently. So right now, you're pretty much stuck with them once you do install the new updates. Facebook Messenger. How many out there actually use it? Some people don't use it because of privacy concerns. Other people don't use it because, well, it's Facebook. Well, now they've got end-to-end encryption, and all you need to do is turn it on. That's right, Meta has E2EE available on Messenger. Unfortunately, though, it's only on a per-chat basis. That's right, whatever chat you're in, you got to turn it on for that chat. Yeah, wouldn't want to make anything easy, would we? Meta says their intention is actually to turn it on by default soon. But in the meantime, it's completely up to you. So if you want an encrypted chat in your Messenger mobile app, you have to select chats at the bottom of the menu, then you gotta tap that edit icon, then you gotta toggle on the lock icon in the top right. Now, if you already started chatting with the person saying, oh crap, I forgot to turn it on, don't worry, you can actually still turn it on. Just within the conversation that you're having, tap the information, then go to secret conversation. Now, of course, there is some fine print with this. Encrypted conversations can only be between the people in that conversation and those devices that they are using. So if you start an encrypted conversation on one mobile device and move to another, it ain't gonna work. And finally, well, we know Netflix has got an ad tier service coming soon, and we've got some look at the code too. Unfortunately, though, it looks to be a lot more than just seeing ads with the new tier. In fact, a major drawback. If you love watching stuff offline, well, you ain't gonna be watching nothing. This was actually discovered by a developer of Steve Moser, who actually shared the information with Bloomberg, showing that Netflix may limit offline downloads to ad-free tiers Netflix users. Now, we all know Netflix has three tiers, $9.99 a month, standard definition, $15 a month if you want HD, $20 a month if you want 4K, US prices, of course. But we're hearing about the $4.95 a month if you want to see the ads, and apparently have no control over when you want to watch stuff unless you have an internet connection. Now, this isn't confirmed yet from Netflix, but it sure looks like it's definitely going to be there as it's in the code. It would also be a far cry from what the competitors are doing. And if you live in an area where your internet's not so good, yep, my hand is up right now. Offline viewing is kind of a necessity. Guess we'll have to wait a few months to see if this thing is going to push through or not, as the new ad-supported Netflix is expected to launch sometime in 2023. If you've got a story and no one else is listening, well, we'd love to hear from you. Send it to us at britishtechnews@gmail.com. britishtechnetwork.com is the official website. Get subscribed to the news show, the Mac show, the big show, and the photo show over there. Find us on Facebook, too, and give us a like at British Tech Network. Follow us on Twitter at British Tech. But what we'd love for you to do is be a part of the BTN community. There's always a laugh going on over there, and we want you to laugh right along with us. So come join us now at britishtech.slack.com. The news show, back at your way on Monday, getting you caught up with the best technology news that will be going on over the weekend. But until then, have a great Friday, have a fantastic weekend, and thank you so much, as always, for listening and supporting the new show.